from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
NBA champ Klay Thompson says he looks up curious, but still quickly walks underneath.
I usually observe if the piping and stuff is new, or if sometimes, you know, something looks like it's been there a while, I kind of try to avoid.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was Klay Thompson in New York, who was stopped by a random reporter on the street.
I missed this.
About if he worries about walking under the scaffolding in New York City.
Would you like to hear the full cut?
I would. Wow.
Yeah.
Klay, you kind of had a viral video this morning where you're just randomly talking on the street with a news report. Just how did that happen?
I was walking, and she asked me if I wanted to interview. I said, sure. And interesting topic. Unfortunately, people got hurt. And it's cool to get my opinion and, be an active citizen in the community.
Did she have any idea who you were?
No, it was loved. It was great. It was nice.
Did she just ask you your profession and you said NBA player?
No, the cameraman recognized me, but she asked my profession, just what I thought about situation, so I answered it truthfully.
That's great.
One of a kind.
Had you heard that before?
I've heard that. That was a while ago, but interesting. Yeah. We're talking about Klay Thompson, no longer a Warrior.
Man.
And there's something you want to do, but I want to say first, like, here's where, I don't know how fans are with the Warriors, but here's where I'm
log
not
on to Twitter.
I'm not operating under the premise that this team can realistically get back into contention in 1 year, let alone win a title.
Well, maybe that's my problem.
I'm viewing this team as it is.
Mm.
We're coming to the end of a dynasty. This core has been together 12 years. A transition was inevitable. It's starting now. And now I think the goal is, and you're going to hate me for this, but I do think now the goal is to stay competitive the next couple years and try to rebuild something here at the tail end of Steph Curry's career.
Real quick about that, does stay competitive consist of making the playoffs,
sure,
or like last year, no playoffs?
Well, I mean,
because it's already technically started.
Right. I mean, look, if they win 46 games next year and are the seventh seed, or sixth seed, that's great. That'd be great. 888. Oh, go ahead. You want to do?
I was. You know, the stuff I care about. I was like, man, when are we going to hear from Steph or Dre? This is from Steph Curry's Instagram. Gonna miss you at Klay Thompson. Even though we won't finish the journey together, what we did will never be done again. Couldn't have imagined a better run with you and Draymond Green. Changed the whole Bay Area. Changed the way the game is played. Killer Klay at the center of it all. Thank you for everything, bro. Go enjoy playing basketball and doing what you do. From the chef. I know that moved you. I made you laugh.
Moved me to go to Khaled in Clayton.
Our guy.
What's up, Khaled? How you doing, what's man? He wants to. Khaled, it says maybe wants to calm you down a little bit.
Good. Talk to me.
What's up, Khaled? Good hearing from you.
It's good hearing from you guys, too, man. It's been a little while since I've called in, but today sounded like a day that Guru needed to hear a little bit of a calming voice, yeah. A little bit of a voice of reason.
Oh, no.
You know, look, we're all heartbroken, you know, about the Splash Brothers, you know, separating, but, you know, Father Time is undefeated, man. Ooh. And, you know, it's one of those things where Steph ain't Steph. Well, at least Steph ain't the Steph that he used to be. Dre's not the Dre that he used to be. And Clay, you know, unfortunately with the two injuries, is a little bit more advanced in regards to he's not who he used to be. And you can't, you know, one of the things that I'll say is I'm not a big Shannon Sharp fan. But Shannon Sharp said something yesterday that really resonated with me. And he says you can't pay someone based on what they did for you. You have to pay them based on what they're going to do for you. And paying Clay based on all of our fond memories of him, the 37-point, you know, quarter, the 14 threes, you know, for the record in the NBA, that's all fine and wonderful. And like Shannon Sharp said, he was paid handsomely for doing that. But, you know, at one point or another, the organization has to make a decision in regards to the direction that they're going to go.
Right.
And everyone says that we traded Clay for 2 second-rounders. That's true, but we also got a $15.4 million trade exception that allows us to be able to get a good mid-level player. And that's, you know, willing to take a one-year contract, you know, which, you know, someone like DeMar DeRozan or someone, you know, that's looking for a pretty sizable mid-level exception can consider that can, you know, make your roster better. And, you know, they picked up De'Anthony Melton, good player. But everyone right now is romanticizing about what was. And we now have to be at the point where we're looking at what's going to be. And giving away the farm for a PG-13, you know, and getting rid of all of our current assets is not the way to look forward. That's looking back, because the reality is we're not going to win another championship absent some, like, massive, massive trade that none of us kind of see on our radar. Because – you know, we have to be happy with what we got. And we got a lot during that run. We have a lot of memories that go with that. But it's time to move on. Wow. And, you know, there's going to come a day where it's going to be Steph that's retiring. Or it could very well be there could come a day that Steph's the one that asks to be traded.
Right.
And Dre's no longer here. So we have to be prepared for that now. And with Clay leaving, I'm happy for Clay and I'll never root against him. But at the same time, when I look at the Warriors, I'm a fan, you know, before the big three, you know, we're here together, the, you know, the core three, and I'll be a fan afterwards. And to be honest with you, I want to see sustained success, you know, down the road. Making the playoffs is great, but you got to build towards being a contender. And at one point or another, it's going to be a rebuild. And the rebuild is, you know, possibly here.
Okay, Khaled, a lot of great stuff. I just got to say this because you hit me in the cardiac muscle. A lot of great stuff, but about getting paid for what you've done or what you're going to do, and I'm not hating on Draymond, that 4-400, Khaled, please tell me, where does that fall under? Because to me, that was, we're paying you for what you did.
Not necessarily, Goo. Because if you look at what happened last year in the 26 games that Draymond wasn't there, and then the remaining games when he was there, the Warriors were completely two different teams. And you can't tell me in the 26 games that he missed that we wouldn't have won 6 additional games that would have completely changed the complexion of what would have happened last season. We wouldn't have been a play-in team. We would have been close to a 4th or a 5th seed with 6 more wins. So, no, Dre still – and look, let's be honest. Steph loves playing with Dre. Steph loves playing with Dre. I cannot emphasize that anymore. And if Steph wanted Clay still here, I don't care what Clay told him, Steph would have been in that front office telling them, your butts better sign him to the same deal that you gave to Dre or I'm leaving. And he didn't do that. And that says a lot to me. And I'm not criticizing Steph. I'm not criticizing Clay for not asking that, because Clay was in his feelings. You know what? Sometimes you got to have your pride and your ego and everything else get in the way. And, you know, he ended up getting a contract. But let's be honest, a two-year, $48 million contract is not something to, like, frown upon.
A lot of good stuff.
Thanks, Khaled. Here's what I wanted to play for Khaled.
Okay.
About Steph going to bat for him.
You know, I was told that as this headed towards the end over the last few weeks, and I think some people were wondering, you know, how much of an influence Steph Curry might have had. You know, I was told that Clay basically requested of Steph, don't exert your influence. Don't demand that they, necessarily do right by me financially. I want them to want to. And that's paraphrasing, obviously, but that's kind of the message I was sent.
Yeah, so Steph Curry told Clay, don't waste your energy. Because I know they don't want me.
Wow.
Clay
wow.
told Steph.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct.
So he felt like the handwriting was on the wall.
Yeah.
I do wonder, maybe you can answer this for me. Why didn't you try to get that dinner date with the owner?
Because he didn't want to be here. Because he was disrespected. Listen, I'm not saying Clay was disrespected, but Clay felt like he was disrespected. He had no interest in wanting to be here at the end. That's what's becoming clear to me.
Yeah.
Is I think the Warriors actually could have brought back the 2 year for 48. He still wouldn't have taken it.
Mm.
I really believe that. Let's head out to let's go to Nate. Nate's in Oakland. What's up, Nate? How you doing, man?
There we go. Hey, man, you guys are having a great show, honestly, talking about every part of it. Honestly, he's a great player. If I were him, I would take the ball and run with it, right, with the team that almost won the championship. He could really get all eyes on Clay right now.
Yeah.
Let's face it, he had a good season. I think he went to the bench and it helped the bench. We were struggling. That's a real, good move. You know, we were struggling and then he settled the bench down. You know, I mean, that's a move. I think he had a great season. If he would have made that shot, we'd be in the playoffs. Everybody was healthy. Wiggins missing all those games 2 years in a row. What is that? You guys talk about how we can fill the gap, you know, 20 points. 10 rebounds. That's what the Warriors need right now. How do we get it with $15 million salary cap? How do we achieve that? But Clay's great. And I just want to say he was a gentleman. And we should all wish him well.
Thanks, Nate. Yeah.
And we have, and we all.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, don't forget, all guests on the 95.7 The Game, they appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. From now on, all our guests come courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
Yeah, Khaled mentioned that mid-level exception the Warriors got, Steiny, but every day that goes by, another good player or players are off the board. So I don't know if they're going to use that, but you would think they would. So that could be a player coming in that could make some contributions. But again, it's about, I'm going to go out. Temple. Who?
Well, and I also think here's where we're at with the Warriors. And it's something that people have been bringing up, but we really haven't delved into it. I don't know what's going to happen the rest of this free agency period, but the Warriors are going to come next year with the team, and they're going to talk about how it can be better than last year's team. They either will or won't be better than last year's team.
Right.
But look, if the Golden State Warriors get off to a bad start and the trade deadline comes around next year, at that point, you're going to have to talk about moving Steph Curry. If next year goes sideways, then you're going to have to talk about moving Steph Curry. And that's why, even though he's eligible for an extension, I don't think he wants one, and I don't think the Warriors want to give him one, because at the trade deadline next year, not that we need to get into this now, but Steph Curry would have astronomical value because he'll have 1 year and a quarter left on his contract. And there will likely be a team out there that thinks if they get Steph Curry, it'll push him over the top in the next year or two.
Wow,
so I think that's That's obvious. And here's the reason I think it's obvious is because Joe Lacob just told you. He just told you that he's in transition.
They are. Yeah.
Let's go to, let me see who's been waiting the longest. Let's go to Austin in San Jose.
Our guy.
Hey, Austin, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, my guys? How you guys doing, man? What a great discussion. A couple things I wanted to say, Guru, real quick. I just want to dismiss the whole disrespect of Clay thing. I think we gotta get past that. Clay is basketball royalty, not only in terms of his performances, but he grew up in basketball. His father was a player, just like Steph's father. So these guys understand the business of basketball, man. I mean, you go down to the court and play with your friends, and that's one thing. But these guys grew up in the business of basketball, and they understand that you probably don't finish with the team you start with. That's just the nature of professional sports, man. So I don't think this is something that Clay – and here's the other thing. After 12 years of a relationship, there's no way that Joe Lacob and Dunleavy didn't go to Clay at the beginning of this whole process and tell him exactly where they stood. There's no way they would blindside Clay and have Clay out there dangling. So I think we should – dismissed that as well. Clay knew exactly where he was with the Warriors, and he decided to go in a different direction. So I think we have to accept that and not try to look for a reason why somebody did something wrong. I don't think anybody did anything wrong. I think it was just a question of Clay wanting to move on. We still love him, but he's entitled to move on. It's no big deal. The other thing I wanted to say, guys, was this whole thing about Steiny, this is where we disagree a little bit with the direction. Now, I know what I wanted to say. I don't believe, Guru, that we were ever serious about PG3. Mm. I felt like after I thought about it and listening to the guys over the weekend, it felt to me like a Giants move almost, where the fans were sold on the fact that they wanted PG3. I'm now wondering whether that was ever the case, because look at what happened since. They went from all in supposedly on PG3 to what they've done since. I have a hard time believing that they didn't know. If you're going to offer a guy $250 million in commitment, there's no way that Joe Lacob and company didn't know that he was probably going to opt out with the Clippers. So as soon as he opted out, they knew where they stood at that point. So I'm going to give these credit for not being stupid. They know exactly what's going on.
Right.
So the fans need to believe that we were all in. I'm not saying the Warriors are a bad organization. I'm saying it's important from a PR standpoint that they convince everybody that they were all in.
Right.
And I think Steiny's at the point of saying, hey, here we are now with the decision that they probably made, guys, at the outset of the process. They wanted to go younger. They wanted to save money. But now here's the hard part, Steiny. That going young thing is great. But remember, I just looked up the ticket prices, and the Warriors are number one in the league in ticket prices. Is that what they're putting on the court this year as a product? I'm a consumer.
Right.
I'll be honest with you. The product I'm looking at right now, the ticket prices it's not sustainable. They cannot charge the ticket prices they're charging for the product they're trying to promote this year. Something has to give, and I think that's where Guru's argument comes back in. They better go get somebody that they can sell tickets with. This lineup, I'm sorry, Kuminga and Moody and Pazemski, you ain't selling $300, $400 tickets with that lineup, guys. That's just me. Thanks.
Have a good day.
I think under that scenario, Austin's assuming that next year's team's going to win 38 or 40 games.
Or it looks like it is now because it's not done. Like some stuff could pop off. But assuming this would be what you're going to battle with, oh boy.
Well, I mean, you know, you gotta put it in context, too. 2 years ago, they were the sixth seed with 44 wins. Last year, they didn't make the playoffs with 46. I think anybody, if they're a top six team, then they won enough games to be a top six team. And as it relates to filling the arena, I just don't think that's going to be an issue at all as long as Curry's here.
Yeah.
But we'll see. You know, and the other thing is, it will be interesting to see what Clay says when he has that first press conference. Because if I know Clay, he's going to, here's all he's got to say. I wanted a chance to win another title. And I didn't see it in Golden State. What if he says that? I can't say he's wrong.
The way it looks right now, but
I am driven by one thing right now. Not money, not playing time, one more ring.
That would be a subtle blow, and I think he'll take the high road and just say it was time for a change. And Richard Jefferson, we got some sound, Steiny. He went viral yesterday. Listen, just let's put ourselves in Clay's shoes. So you're getting ready for a Christmas game. You come off the elevator. I'm paraphrasing Richard Jefferson, Steiny, and he said he told Clay keep his head up, and Clay was like, tell the team to pay me. So this is December. So you think a player...
Let's listen to it.
Okay, we got it.
I've never shared this before out of respect to Clay. Getting off elevator Christmas Day. This is on Christmas Day. Of this past year. I get off the elevator and I see Clay. I'm like, oh, Clay, what's up? He's like, oh, what's up? I'm like, hey, man, keep your mentals right. He's like, man, tell him to pay me my money. This was on Christmas Day. So on Christmas Day, a guy that had won 4 championships, and I don't give a damn what anybody says, how much money they gave him over the years, because he turned their franchise around. That franchise is worth billions of dollars, not just because of Steph, it's also because of Clay. They changed the game. It wasn't just Steph changing the game. It was Steph and Clay in that backcourt.
Absolutely.
So I say this. He has a right to be mad.
So I just thank you, Evan, for playing that. It kind of lets you know, Stein, if he didn't have that on his head or mentals, maybe he would have shot 42% from three. But if you're telling me he was thinking about that, or already resentment is festering and growing day by day, to share that with Richard Jefferson in December, you know, one, and I'm no clinical doctor, one, how can you be at your best? And two, you're right. That thing had been festering for a while.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's go to May Money. May Money in Oakland. What's going on, May Money?
What's up in the building?
Hey, hey.
First time caller on you guys' show. What's up, gentlemen?
Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I have a few thoughts about this. So first of all, I even wrote down my notes so I don't get off track. First of all, Clay is my favorite basketball player. He's the reason, like, him and Steph are the reason why I even started watching basketball in the first place. Like, so I'm just going to get that straight. Like, we need to put some respect on Clay's name, because they really, like, got, like, outsiders, people that weren't diehard, you know, sports fans, into sports. So that's something that I think Steph, Clay, and Draymond should be very proud of, is, like making sports more accessible to people that felt like they weren't included, which I'm a black woman in America, so there we go. And I'm just confused a little bit about what's going on. Cause like, we finally got something out of Steph, like, oh, like our homie's leaving. It sounds weird. Like, I don't know. Something stinks to high heaven. And I think the problem is Draymond Green. I really do. Like, the issue here has been staring us in the face for years now. And nobody is addressing it. So like, I don't know what's going on behind closed doors, but it kind of sounds like to me, if I were, you know, I don't need my tarot cards to pull out and investigate. I could if I wanted to, but it sounds like Draymond Green is a huge issue here. And like, why didn't Paul George want to come? Maybe because he doesn't want to play with Draymond. Maybe he doesn't want to have to deal with the antics of getting choked out or punched in the face, or, you know, that sounds pretty reasonable to me. And they weren't trying to play his money. And the fans out here over here talking hella smack about Clay, like he's the biggest issue here when he's not. So I kind of understand where this is going. And the fact that it's crickets from the rest of the team, that number 11 is just walking off on into Dallas of all places. Like, he can't drive his boat to work. He can't, you know, he's leaving a lot of structure and foundation to go to a completely new place because of why. And nobody has even like manned up and said the reason. Like, I haven't heard nothing like legit from anybody on the Warriors.
I mean,
so that's where I want to know.
Well,
and I want to hear you guys' thoughts on that.
Thanks, May Money. I mean, you're going to hear from the Warriors. They technically can't even talk right now.
Right.
I mean, we were going to get Tim Roy on yesterday, and team employees aren't even allowed to comment right now on free agency. It's called the legal tampering period, and I think it lasts till July 6th. And then on July 6th, we're going to hear from all the players at their new destinations and the executives, et cetera.
If you've been listening to this show, Steiny, Dre's name's come up, and I'll just let the young lady know she made some good points. Now, Dre's a hero amongst the team, and that's why he got rewarded that 4-4 hundo, even if you disagree.
All right, download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
Cousins to Thompson, back to Cousins, back to Thompson. Behind the screen, three off the dribble, good! Klay Thompson from way downtown.
11 of 13, 5 of 5, he's got 27.
Curry front court to Thompson, off the screen, the three ball is good. Klay Thompson is on fire. 6 for 6 from 3, he's got 30. Curry pogos the ball to Durant. To Thompson, pulls up for about 30. Got it! A Klay tray! Ball deflected, Draymond's got it. To Klay, left wing, takes a 3. Got another one! He's 8 for 8. Thompson gets free right side from Curry, and there goes another one! 9 for 9. From three, Curry finds Thompson right side, loads up another one. Oh, you kidding me? You've got to be kidding me! Ridiculous! Klay Thompson hit it from the sideline, 10 of 10 for three.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That sound courtesy of Tim Roy.
Wow, man.
Quick $5 super chat. What number is Klay going to wear for Dallas? We're not going to find that out for a few more days.
Yeah. We got Monty Poole at once.
Monty Poole, 1 o'clock NBC Sports Bay Area. We're talking about Klay Thompson, who is leaving the Warriors. First of the big three to go. And we're asking the questions, what happened? I mean, what happened?
Yeah.
And Anthony Slater was on the TK podcast. And he was asked about how all this started and what each party felt toward each other.
It became clear that like the market didn't really matter. The money didn't necessarily matter. Like he was unhappy enough last season, and he was kind of jilted enough by management's lack of communication and lack of what I think his side felt was like a genuineness to their desire to have him as like a core member foundationally into the future. Not that they weren't willing to have a contract offer now or didn't have a contract offer, you know, obviously, you know, extension time in the preseason, but wasn't a lot of warmth to the way they operated with Klay Thompson.
Wow. Not a lot of warmth.
Yeah. And I read Anthony Slater's great piece in The Athletic, yep, too, Stoney. And let me just run this by you, Evan, and the listeners. We hadn't talked about it. You remember the Clipper game? They were down 4 when they were at home. And Pods hit a big 3, and then Klay did an intentional foul, and Kerr had that incredible look like, what the, you know? And the next game was Utah. And, Stoney, that was the game that Klay came off the bench. So we could all say, I don't know, you know, what you feel now looking back on it. It was a demotion or whatnot. But just think if you were Klay Thompson, how you felt after making that bonehead play, because that's what it was. And you looked at the players like, Klay, what are you doing? It was a mistake. But you think about the first game after that was Utah, and he came off the bench. Just think of how you would, like, and I say all it says, I wonder what his relationship like was with Kerr, you know, and he said he talked about it. You know, they had to have 4 meetings to talk about what was going on. But I do wonder just about the relationships he had with his teammates and others, Steiny, in this difficult year that was for Klay Thompson.
Well, I'm sure it was a two-way street. I'm sure Klay came into the year and the team knew that he wasn't pleased with what was going on with his contract situation. So then he tries to play through it, but he's not himself. And it's clearly on his mind, and the team knows that, and Kerr knows that, and they try to work, you know, they try to appease him, yeah. They try to tell him he's important. I don't think he believed it, because they didn't prove it.
Wow.
And the next thing you know, he's not playing well, and maybe the team's saying his head's not in the game, and that's why, and because his head's not in the game, we gotta move him to the bench, and I mean, I could easily see, again, without putting any blame on either side, I could see how Klay felt the way he felt and the Warriors felt the way they felt. I just can.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to, you know, start a campaign, feel sorry for Clay. He's in Dallas, new endeavors. But just think about how difficult, because we just kind of break it down to basketball. If he felt that way in December about his monies, just imagine where his mentals were at, just doing what we take for granted and what we think is the easy part, playing not just basketball, Steiny, good basketball. Holy hell. And am I wrong? I got to say this because I read the thank you from Steph Curry. Am I doing too much if I'm just scratching my head as to where's Draymond's?
I mean, it's still pretty
where's the
early.
Emergency pod? And you're just 2 weeks away from thinking, saying what Clay said. It's laughable about the Clay talk. It's just me.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, all this stuff doesn't happen at once. Maybe Draymond will do something in the next couple days. Not sure. Shaka's in Berkeley.
Shaka.
What's up, Shaka? How you doing, man?
Man, y'all on fire, man. Y'all on fire. This is a great conversation, man. But I think it's something that we're missing, man, is that women lie, children lie, men lie. Numbers don't lie, man. Mm. They offered him $48 million for 2 years. To me, that's $24 million a year. But he signed for under 17 and 16. So this was definitely a personal situation, man. And, Goo, you know I love you, Goo, but you got to stop throwing Trey in his business.
Right.
It's like Jefferson. Just say it. He came out. It's halftime of a game in December. He's talking about money, man. Mm. They already paid him when he was hurt.
I hear you.
When he was hurt, man. Fully. He got all his money, man. So at the end of the day, we got to stop talking about money. This is a team. And ain't no I in team. Team is not spelled like that.
Mm.
I wish him the best. I love Clay. But let's be realistic, man. That man didn't make – I sent you the thing the other day about how much the team was worth. It was worth $200 million. Now it's worth $7 billion, man. That man didn't make all that money doing stupid decisions like that. Willie Mays ended up in a New York Mets jersey.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan Wizards. Montana Kansas City Chiefs. So he don't always stay with the same team, but he was a great player. We love Clay. No disrespect,
no doubt.
But I love the Warriors more than I love anything.
Yeah. Hey, Shaka,
Appreciate it.
Real quick, I'm in my feelings, man, and you are right. You make some great points. I'm just mad that Draymond hijacked 2 seasons in a row, and he got 4 years. And this whole Clay is gone. That's why this is coming out. And you are right. I'm going to check myself, but it just don't sit well with me, Shaka. The guy that done wrong twice is the one that got rewarded. I just think that's BS.
But you know, Warriors were always looked at as a soft team. I've been a fan since 74, since Clifford Ray was the center. Rick Barry.
Yeah.
We've always been known as a soft. Draymond changed our toughness game. And he's been rewarded by the owner. And I see nothing bad about Dre getting this money. He's only getting $25 million a year.
Yeah.
He's only getting $25 million. He's making more money on TV. So it ain't about the money with Dre. Clay is crying about money. It's all about me with Clay.
Mm,
you never hear Draymond talking about me.
I don't know if it's fair to say Clay was me.
The podcast, but I hear you.
But Anthony Slater, on what was the reason that Clay ended up walking away? This is from the TK podcast.
One of the things that made me more sure he was leaving through this process was I do think from the Warrior side where they miscalculated was, Joe Lacob, really, the Lacobs. When they did this with the Andre Iguodala, the businessman Andre Iguodala, it was that like CEO versus, you know, businessman type negotiations. And really with Draymond Green last time too, where it was leveraged plays and each side was kind of playing this game of chicken and, you know, who would blink first, how much money could the player get out of the team, all that. I was told on the Clay side, like, that's not how he plays. Once you make your leverage play and hardball him, he just says bye. And I know even when I put out the story that, like, hey, you know, like, this is going in a really bad direction, I think people were like, oh, this is Clay trying to make the Warriors up their offer. And it was like, no, like, he's just decided it's over. Yeah. He's not trying to play this game. He's looking for a new home. And, the truth is, 2 steps back, I think we can both understand why the Warriors would not want to pay him a certain amount of money and prioritize other stuff. But it snowballed to this moment where Clay Thompson is just walking away.
That's Anthony Slater on the TK podcast. can totally see it all.
Yeah.
I mean, without any judgment on what should have happened, what shouldn't have happened, what Clay did, what the Warriors did, can easily see how that this whole thing transpired over the course of a year.
Yeah, and Stoney, maybe more than a year. You know what I mean? And
maybe.
Yeah, you talk about Jordan Poole, watching him grow and possibly be his replacement, but he got rewarded, and so did Wiggins. So I keep fixated on Dre, but Dre was just another example, and everybody got their funds, but Klay Thompson.
Dave is in Los Altos. Hey, Dave, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call. Love the discussion. Love you guys. You guys bring great analysis to the game of basketball. So thanks for that. And thanks. So, you know, with all due respect to all the callers and all the commentators, I'm really tired of hearing all this crying about Clay. You know, I loves me some Clay. I loves me some Rocco. I loves me all that Instagram on the boat. I love Clay. I mean, I have more clothes with number 11 than I do have number 30. But let's do the math. He stunk it up the Lakers playoff. He stunk up the play-in game, 0-10. He had slow starts in the 22 season, 23 season, beginning of those years, I mean. And he's in the 40s, 30s, 40s somewhere, in terms of three percentiles. There's like 30 or 40 people that had better percentiles than threes. Warriors need three things. They've needed it for the last 2 years. They need a rim protector. They need somebody that can consistently go downhill. And they need a number two scorer behind Curry. And that was his job. And he's not getting it done. So let's just look at Clay on that last game in Sacramento. He was done. He was not happy. He said on the Draymond show he needed to focus on his mental health.
Right.
And Clay and Draymond and everybody in the organization wants him to be happy. And in his mind, he could not be happy, given how he was playing, given the respect that he felt he needed. And everybody just wants him to be happy. If he wanted money, he could have gone to the Lakers. If he wanted to go home and be in L.A., he could have gone to the Lakers. Let's just let Clay be happy and just quit judging him.
Appreciate it, Dave. And I hear what you're saying. The only thing is this.
Tell me.
This is the day to do it. Klay Thompson's been here 13 years. He's part of the Big Three. Four titles. One of the greatest players in franchise history. This team will never be the same without him. They just won't.
Yeah.
Even if they're better next year, it's going to be different without Klay. So I'm sorry, but if ever there's a day to talk about Klay Thompson and everything he meant and
preaching
what came down in the last year and how it ended the way it's ended, I mean, we got to talk about it.
Yeah, one of the most revered athletes of my time here in the Bay Area, Stoney, that's over decades. I mean, you talk about a fan favorite and a badass to go along with it. Klay Thompson's at the top.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Greg's in San Mateo. Hey, Greg, how you doing, man? What do you got for us?
Hey, guys, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Hey. Doing well.
Hey, so I just wanted to change it real quick and look at the possibility of a Kuminga trade. And I know how many Warriors fans I've talked to that look at his potential at being, you know, the next guy after Curry. But we got to realize, you know, how many times have we whiffed in the draft? If we look at the team without Curry, you're looking at Kuminga as our superstar, and then you got to hope and pray that we finally draft somebody that will be as good as a Curry or Klay Thompson. You know, without Curry, our team, realistically, if we look at it as real Warriors fans, we're probably not going to be very successful for the next, you know, 10, 15 years unless we get really lucky. So unless this Warriors team can lease somebody like the Utah Jazz and accepting Wiggins and whoever else we could trade them, we got to get rid of Kuminga to get Laurie and maybe look at the possibility of somebody signing like Miles Bridges, or if DeMar DeRozan will accept some kind of mid-level whatever. I don't even know what's possible. But we got to look at, you know, the realistic possibility of this team being terrible once Curry's gone.
Yeah, Greg, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and the first crack at it, Stoney, they didn't want to give up Kuminga for Paul George, but Markkanen is, 8 years younger than Paul George?
Right. And look, it's I'm sorry.
We'll ask Monty at one. I can't. I got so many questions for him.
Yeah, Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. He will be coming up at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. It'll be our debut. It'll be our debut guest with the River Islands guest line.
I'll tell you what, because you set it up perfectly. This is the day to give Clay his flowers. But you and me agree that if we were Clay Thompson and all that has gone on, forget right or wrong, people, we understand how he felt slighted. I think that's the one thing you and I are aligned on.
Yeah, I understand how he felt slighted, and I understand why the Warriors didn't want to bring him back at this point in time. Do some fans wish they would have taken this hard of a line last year? Probably.
I don't want to do this now, but if you want to ask me who's closer to winning, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out he's going to a team that just won the finals and he left a team that didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
If you believe that the Warriors did not want Klay Thompson back, which is what I garner from Anthony Slater's piece, when do you think that happened? When did that start?
Well, you know what? I'll play Slater because he was asked the moment, Evan, it went sideways. Take a listen.
You know, at the end of the day, it's contract numbers, contract length. I mean, I think that's what ultimately, you know, pushed him out the door. And I would say, like, the lack of communication and, like, full-throated effort to, I mean, you mentioned prioritization. That is, you know, the right word, the one we've been talking about. But, you know, he was kind of put on the back burner, which, again, like, I think we all understand the cold-hearted business perspective to it, but kind of understand Clay's perspective too, right? I mean, considering who he is, what he's been, how others were rewarded in recent years, I do think the timing of this all played against him, the fact of when he was up for free agency and the moment in the franchise this summer as they're kind of pivoting and resetting, whereas Draymond being up last summer got him paid. Poole and Wiggins, I think, were very fortunate to be up right after the title. They got four-year deals, so there's just so much at play.
No doubt about it.
Good question.
No doubt. There's a lot. There's so much was going on.
But that, too, had to do it to me. To answer Evan's question, that deal at 2 years had to be like, you effing kid me? And Dre got four. My counterpart got four.
Yeah, I don't know how much Draymond's contract mattered, but Slater lumped all the contracts together. Wiggins, Poole, and Draymond Green. And it just so happens that Klay Thompson came up at a time where they're pivoting. I mean, I don't know if I want to go down a hypothetical road, but in theory, do you think if Klay were up last year and Draymond were up this year, they would have rewarded Klay last year and Draymond would have been the odd man out this year?
That's a great question.
I kind of think so, believe it or not. But we'll never know.
Well, I'll say this. If that's the case, I don't think I would have been as hurt as much then if it was just about timing. If I could default to what you just said, you know what? Had I been Dre, I would have got that same deal, but I think Klay feels like he wouldn't have because of the fall off from his play.
Right. I'm just saying if for whatever reason the Warriors would have rewarded Klay. Klay was under contract, and here comes Draymond, a free agent, just like Klay. I don't know how the Warriors would have perceived wanting to re-sign Draymond or not. In other words, maybe Draymond would have been the odd man out.
Well,
Draymond
wouldn't be battling back from that's a rat on the table in this whole scenario, too, to me, Stoney. We had talked about, brought to you by ATCO, is the two injuries have robbed Klay of being his best self. Dre didn't have to deal with that. That was just like Steph and every player, natural slippage. This was two catastrophic injuries.
Well, then we must acknowledge, as unfair as it was to Klay, those two injuries, he's not the player Draymond is right now, right here, right now. I mean, we can debate that, and people may, but if maybe the Warriors were concerned about the future with Klay because of his two injuries. I don't know. But clearly both sides didn't want it enough. They just didn't want it enough. Let's go to Craig in San Francisco. Hey, Craig, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to provide a perspective. and it's unfortunate that Clay did not have this perspective, but my feeling is, you know, over the past 5 years, he was overpaid and he underperformed, especially last year. I did the math, actually. I don't know if anyone's done this, but looking at, if you look at the past 5 years, the amount he paid, he was paid per game he played, was higher than Steph Curry's by like 15%. So he was definitely overpaid and he underperformed. And so for him to think like, you know, that offer was, you know, not fair, I mean, it would have been helpful if he had that perspective, you know. And as for last year, you know, he wasn't happy, clearly, so he underperformed. His attitude, you know, caused him to underperform, and we didn't make the playoffs. And I think it's partly because of Clay. And so that's why I'm not that, you know, that's why, you know, I'm fine with him leaving because we missed the playoffs, and I think it's because of Clay, and he had an attitude even though he was overpaid.
Gotcha.
I think he'll do well in Dallas because he'll be happy. But, yeah, that's just my comment. Thank you, guys.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point, is how much of Clay's season last year, which wasn't a great one, was because he wasn't happy. Because it didn't help.
There's no way it helped.
Well, then he's going to be a better player in Dallas if he's happy.
Mm.
I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah, his mental
really
will be better.
So I also think there's two ways to look at his injury.
Injuries.
And I've said it before. Whether you like it or not, NBA players have guaranteed contracts. The minute they sign a deal, it is guaranteed no matter what happens. Mm. So I actually am not, I do not subscribe to, well, the Warriors paid him for 2 years of not playing. He should be grateful. Anybody would have had to pay him that. No, every team in the NBA would have had to pay him that money. That's just the rule. And I'm sorry, I just don't view Clay rehabbing for two consecutive years as paying him for nothing. He earned that money. He earned it, even though he was rehabbing. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, you going there when it was all said and done and the Warriors offered him 2 for $48, Steiny, the more I think about it, the other day I felt different. Friday, yesterday, after everything he's endured and what was taken and robbed of his body from an athletic standpoint with those injuries we talk about, Steiny, I got to be honest, the 2 for $48 was fair as hell. You know what I mean? But I can't say, Clay lived it. He saw Poole. He saw Wiggins get the bat. So there was so much that we're not privy of that he had to compartmentalize. But forget all that. If I can, I would say, Clay, after all that and your game slipping where everybody could see, they still offered you 24 per, even if it were for two.
Dublin Marge on the YouTube chat. Clay signed the max contract after he was injured. Lakeup didn't have to pay him. And now I'm seeing something on the Xfinity mobile text line. Didn't they resign him in the hospital? They could have waited. Are you kidding me? You guys are absolutely kidding me, right? Clay Thompson was, you were going to not pay Clay Thompson after he got hurt in the 2019 finals.
That'd have been a PR.
So what were you going to do? What were you going to do? Let him become a free agent? And
that would have been cold as hell. That would have been bad PR.
I mean, that they did not give Clay that contract as a favor. They signed Clay Thompson to that contract because they thought he was going to come back in a year. They thought he was going to be the same player. Yeah. And unfortunately, he got hurt twice.
Man.
But I know there's a lot of people out there that feel like he made a ton of money when he was hurt. And that should have played a factor in maybe him feeling better about his situation. I just think it was what it was. He got hurt playing for the Golden State Warriors.
Wow.
And when you get hurt in the NBA, playing for your team, trying to win, you still get paid. That's just the way everybody goes about their business. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Clay Thompson is no longer a Warrior. We're trying to figure out why that is the case. You want to jump into the conversation again? 888-957-9570. I see a bunch of calls. We're going to get to them all today. That segment brought to you by Robert Half.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.